So the boogeyman, you say, would not be the same?
To me, the boogeyman wasn't the same as the devil. He was a great big guy with big eyes, and he seemed as though he might have had claws for hands.
Well, if you were talking to somebody, you might say, you're a mean old what?
Devil.
What were people afraid of, you know, if they could pass a cemetery at night, they might say something like
that. A ghost?
Did you ever hear them call anything else?
Spirits, ghosts, and spirits, and
what about if you talk about some woman, you say she's as ugly as a what? What would you say to that?
Ugly as homemade sin.
What about you know, where would ghosts live? You know? They lived in a house.
Usually people thought about haunted houses. Ghosts lived in haunted houses and in the cemetery. When I was a kid, that's where I thought. There was the haunted houses and then cemetery, an old empty house. Maybe nobody lived there. And we figured that was a haunted house. And a ghost lived in that house. And you'd be afraid to go around the house.
Well, you know, if your husband was going out in a short sleeve shirt, you might say, you better put on a sweater because it's getting
chilly.
Real chilly. You say it's getting
rather cold.
Would you ever say that? Would you ever say it's getting rather chilly or something?
Getting rather chilly. Yeah. You might say it's getting rather chilly.
And if you saw a friend that you hadn't seen in a long time, you'd say, well, I'm what to see you.
I'm so glad to see you. I'm happy to see you.
And if a man owned 500 acres of land, how much would you say that was?
Oh, I would say, I guess 5 acres might probably be a plantation. I imagine. 500 acres, did you say?
500.
I think that would be a plantation.
Well, you didn't use the expression right smart, but would you ever say that?
Yeah, right smart. Uh-huh.
Of land?
That's a right smart of land, a right smart of anything.
Good luck or bad luck?
No, right smart would be a heap. Instead of saying, is a heap of something, you might say that's a right smart of something.
What about trouble?
A heap of trouble.
You say a right smart of trouble. You say
that's a right smart of trouble. He got into a right smart of trouble. People refer to trouble as a heap of all right smart.
If I said, how much has it rained lately? You say, would you ever say it rained a
whole lot? Right smart.
Would you say right smart?
Mm-hmm. Rain right smart. I've heard old people say, well, it rained right smart last night. Or some might say, well, it rained a heap last night.
Well, if you want to be very polite to somebody, you know, what would you say to them? Would you just say yes?
I'd say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, sir, or no, sir.
And do you remember older people using anything different?
Yes'm. No.
And if it was a not just a little cold this morning, you say it was
cold, heap of chilly. No, I'd say it was freezing.
Would you ever say it was
real cold? Yeah, almost freezing.
And what would you say would you have anything to say if you were hammering something and you hit your finger with a hammer?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say?